In Hopkins, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis, residents on one street have worked for 15 years to raise money to save a small cluster of oak trees. The trees are just outside Patricia and Vernon Isaac's back door. On a cold winter day last week, they took Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Stuckey to see the trees, a preserve of 75 mature oaks bordering a highway near the Isaacs' home.
Look at that really tall one there.
That's the one that they said was alive during the Civil War, so it goes back a long ways.
It's just a narrow stand of oak trees, 1 acre growing wild, a buffer between Patricia and Vernon Isaacs Street and the highway, shops and apartment buildings that surround them. But the amazing thing about these trees is that the Isaacs and their neighbors just couldn't bear to see them cut down. Back in 1990, a developer planned to build townhouses here, and the only way to save the trees was for the city to buy them. The Isaacs and their neighbors then agreed to pay back the city $185,000 over 15 years. While it was a huge commitment, this small group of neighbors had help. Tree lovers heard about their plight, and more than 1,500 of them, living in 22 states, sent contributions to save this small grove of trees. Trees most of them will never even see.
Tree people are very special people, and I think they can just feel that that their help is needed, and they come forth.
Payment for the trees was due each year on September 1st, $11,666.
There would be years when we would approach that September 1st payment and we did not have the money. And then we'd have to go to a few people on the street who would be willing, and they would, you know, give the checks, and we would go the next day with the payments.
As time passed, the effort to save the oaks became something of a local legend. An essay Patricia wrote about the trees was chosen to appear in a book, Voices for the Land. Minnesotans write about the places they love.
The following is a letter to the trees. I admire your endurance. You inspire me, you comfort me, and you give me serenity. Despite changes and progress, many of you remain. I will never take you for granted, and will continue to work to preserve you as a forest for as long as I can.
Now Patricia Isaac would like to write her own book to inspire and advise others who want to protect trees.
People write to me and say that they've watched trees being cut, and they stand there and cry. They cry for the trees. Or they come home from vacation and the land next to them has been clear cut. And it is absolutely heartbreaking.
The Isaacs know that not everyone would do what they did to save 75 oak trees. But they say anyone who loves trees will understand. For National Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey in Hopkins, Minnesota.